Oh, hey, it's Monday.
Okay, we're not allowed to like say anything about the film that we shot this weekend.
I didn't shoot anything.
We're allowed to say that like you came to set.
Yeah, I had to go pick up the Zen Cow chicken. The car still smells.
Zen Cow.
How do you say it?
I think Zanko.
Zanko?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did you ever read about the Zanko murders?
I've never been to that place before.
What?
Like to its physical location.
Oh. It's just like a chicken. It's like a.
It's like a.
It's
weird,
like a medium fast food. It's not quite fast food.
Yeah, it has like a weird feeling of like the appropriate size chain restaurant.
Yeah,
you're like it's not too big. It's like you're like, oh, this is like a little bit, like it's not polished.
I think it's only California. I think it's like one of your favorite things, which is like
a regional chain.
A regional chain. Like I don't think Zanko goes much further west than I don't even know if they're outside of California. Do you know about the Zanko murders?
No.
Oh.
Is that what they called the chicken processing plant?
No. It was like there was some family dispute over, you know, sort of the paterfamilia of Zanko went away and there was some squabble between...
About the ownership
About
or
the
whatever?
Ownership and like there was a double murder maybe? I have to check it again. I think this story came out in like 2010, but... I want to say, anyway, I won't keep talking about the story that I don't know the details of, but there was a big splashy, possibly double murder, inter-family murder.
Sounds exciting.
It is exciting, but it did not like tarnish the chicken tarna.
Did they find the people and like those people aren't, I assume the murderers are not
in charge.
I
think it was like the son, you know, it was definitely like full on chicken godfather.
I'd watch that movie.
you brought the Zanko to set. It's like you would come back from your secret project that you did last year, you know, like with your body just completely broken. I forgot, because it's like whenever I've been on set, it's like I'm the writer. I'm like the little queen. I get to sit behind the monitor in a chair and people serve me various different forms of macaroni and cheese, but... You know, when you're doing like a scrappy indie production, even though it was like quite a production,
it was way more production than I was anticipating.
We had a Technicrane, which was very fun, which is like a crane, a camera on a jib arm that goes like all the way up into the sky.
I got to be in an essential role.
You were in an essential role.
That was pretty fun.
You were on. Were you on Team A or Team B?
Team two.
You were Team two. Who are you? Who's on your team?
Two pork chops and.
And David Reese?
David Reese. He was on legs. Pork chops were on armpits, and I was on hinge.
The pork chops that Mike is talking about is a recreational league hockey team that plays in on some ice in Burbank. One of our other...
Pasadena, maybe?
Oh, Pasadena.
Yeah.
One of our other EPs on the...
They're playing tonight, and I kind of want to go.
If I get my work done, I want to go see the pork chops play.
Well, let's wrap this up, and so we can go watch the pork
chops. I want you to rate the pork chops, because you had a lot of really nice things to say about the pork chops that you met. There was like... I think
if
there was
you
like
told me
seven
there's
of them.
Going to be like seven boys who play men, I mean, who play hockey coming to this thing, I would have pictured wildly different people. They were just like the nicest, sweetest boys.
Yeah. They were really sweet. I had to costume them, so I had to put these like I had to put basically like the equivalent of nightshirts on them, and I really felt like I was tucking in all of my big big hockey boys every time.
They were talking about if they score, they want to do the move that was in the movie or in the short. Like,
really?
They were, yeah, it was very cute. I was like, oh, doing that on ice.
So rate the pork chops.
I've never seen them play.
No, rate them as people.
One out of five.
What?
Yeah.
They're 5 out of 5. You loved them.